Okay. And let's see.
Nieces and nephews.
Okay. I guess that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call a child whose parents are dead?
I know.
And if a child is an orphan, sometimes the court appoints somebody to look after that child's business, and that person is called the child.
Adopts it or foster parents? Or?
Well, there's another word to mean that this particular adult is legally responsible for the child. He's not the child's parent, but he's...
But still he's responsible.
Yeah, I remember when I was in school, how you always have to fill these things out when you're in the public schools, and they always have a list.
A guardian, all right?
Yeah. I was just going to say parent or guardian, that's the way they wanted us to fill them out. All persons, cousins and aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and all that, all those people are persons.
Relatives.
Okay. And are you familiar with any other words for relatives? Are they my relatives or they my... And if somebody isn't a blood relative of somebody else, you'd say he's no
relation to me.
What's a word that people use for somebody who's just moved into the community from outside?
And new neighbors?
Okay. Now, we're interested in getting some different first names. So would you mind just giving me the first names of some of your relatives, maybe starting with your children and then branching out a little bit?
Their given names?
Mm-hmm.
Errol and LaJean and Barry and Gaynell. That's four of my grandchildren, completely. And Sherry and Claire is two I have in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark and Lynn is two I have in Germany. And of course my daughter just had one. Edwin was his name.
Mm-hmm.
That's my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And Errol, he's one of my grandsons.
And what were your parents' first names?
Liza and Martin. Mm-hmm. Her name was Elizabeth, but they always called her Liza.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Martin.
And what about your sisters and brothers?
Well, I had a sister named Agnes. That was my oldest sister. One named Tisha, and one Sally, and Aura, and Fanny. That's my...
Okay. And what about your brothers?
Well, Reedy was my oldest one. We always called him Buddy, though, but Reedy was his name. And Rufus and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
They called Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That was my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
I have a sister.
Let's see. There's some other first names. Let's see. Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
Okay. And what about your brother? And in the Bible, I'm not as well up on my Bible as I ought to be, but in the story of Lazarus, I think this was in Lazarus, there were two women, two sisters, Mary and
Martha.
And let's see, if a person is named, if a man is named William, sometimes his friends call him
Bill.
And they can call him, they might call him Will or Willie or Bill or...
Billy.
In the story of life.
And would you name the four Gospels from the Bible?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. And, what's a word that people use to refer to a woman who teaches school? What do they call it?
School teacher, school mistress, or school.
Okay, that's fine. And if her husband's name is Mr. Cooper, then what's her name?
Mrs. Cooper.
And if somebody's about to make a speech, he might start off by saying, ladies and
gentlemen.
And there's a song. It's called Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Mary.